One of the most difficult problems in clinical electrophysiology is the patient who is receiving cluster shocks from his ICD. We define cluster shocks as greater than 5 shocks in 24 hours. And as most series have identified, when a cluster shock is being experienced, it's almost invariably due to recurrent ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation, which is being successfully defibrillated. We view this as one of the true ICD emergencies, and hospitalized such patients. Patients are then placed on antiarrhythmic drugs that will eliminate the cluster shocks, as well as paying careful attention to issues of congestive heart failure or electrolyte imbalance, which might be causing the cluster shocks. From both a physical and a psychological standpoint, this is one of the most devastating complications of ICD therapy. A small number of patients receiving cluster shocks will have them due to lead malfunction, insulation fracture, and the like, and these can be quickly identified using intracardiac electrograms available in the third generation defibrillators.